Well, wherever you go, it seems budget issues abound, as U.S. Senator Saxby Chambliss, ranking member of the Senate Agricultural Committee, has joined other farm state GOP senators in writing President Obama in opposition of his proposed budget cuts to farm programs in a tough economy. In their letter, the senators wrote cutting farm programs in the midst of an economic downturn sends the wrong signal to rural America. Senior Ag Committee member Pat Roberts says that while they agree that fiscal restraint is necessary and spending in the federal budget should be reduced, doing so in this manner places a disproportionate burden on the backs of farmers, ranchers, and rural communities.
Unfortunately, the administration continues to focus on agriculture spending for cuts. Now, these cuts would not go to help on the deficit. They would go to other spending programs. For instance, the department is proposing to cut $6.9 billion from the crop insurance program. Now, this is on top of the $6 billion in cuts from the Farm Bill. This is just unacceptable and really jeopardizes the viability of the program.
American Farm Bureau's Mark Maslin adds that discretionary spending on food safety, rural development, and animal and plant protection is less than mandatory safety net spending, which itself is less than two-tenths of the federal budget.
You are not going to solve this problem by cutting out or eliminating farm programs. It's just not that much of the federal budget. It's just a fraction of the budget.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.